The proposal would keep the business tax cuts favored by Republicans, but with two differences. One, it would fully put the cuts in place 1 year sooner than the Republican plan. And two, to ease the governor's concern about a potential drop in tax collections, the cuts would not be fully implemented if state revenue failed to hit certain targets by 2018. The plan also includes a pay raise for state employees. Senate Majority Leader Jeb Bradley says he is pleased with the agreement and hopeful it will pass in both chambers Wednesday.
This agreement allows, you know, much of the tax decreases to go into effect and has an attainable revenue trigger. So I think this was a good package for, again, the people in the state of New Hampshire and the business interests in the state of New Hampshire.
Hassan said this deal addresses how the state can pay for the business tax reductions while still allowing the state to move forward with including spending boosts for substance abuse and mental health services. In order for this compromise plan to go in effect, the House and Senate will each need a 2/3 majority. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.